This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
I wonder how it sounds. Muffled, right? I sound muffled, right?
just a little bit.
Yeah, this is my N95 mask right here. Yeah, I know, I didn't get it just regular. I got a little stylish with it. You know, red is one of those colors that I love, by the way. It's one of my favorite colors. So if I can get something in red, I was actually going to get my Camry in red up until I saw that other color that was just really, really nice. So what do you think, guys? Ladies? Do I look terrible?
I will say you have it on right because they tell you to put it right up against the skin. Anybody that's wearing a mask, if you don't have that mask up against your skin, the stuff gets up underneath the mask.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Here's my mask. So I told you I wasn't lying. I told you I was ready for it.
You know what?
No matter what. If I want to go into a store, I have my mask ready.
Can I tell you?
What's that?
You look like something out of Road Warrior.
Yeah, that's somebody said Spider-Man. So you're supposed to have the filters, you see? And I have these filters. You buy them, and you get these, and you can replace them because you screw them on here with this. This is where you clip them on from the other side. And so then these are the filters that you...
But you can wash them, though.
Yeah, you can wash them. Yeah, but they're replaceable. I got a whole bunch of replacements.
But don't they tell you you could wash them?
Yeah, but I'd rather replace it with a brand new one. So I got a whole bunch of replacements. I ended up getting masks for me, the wife, the daughter, mother-in-law, all that. And then we've got filters. And so then I carry this now. I have this in my glove, and I carry it just in case if I'm going to get off at the supermarket or somewhere. Now I'm putting that on and going... If I go to places where there's a bunch of people, I'm going to put it on, man. I'm going to put it on. You know, I have no choice. It's the world we live in right now. So I'd rather be protected than unprotected. And please don't tell me that I could get it in my eyes and my ears. That's fine. That's fine if I can get it in my eyes and my ears and that risk is there, it's fine. But now I've lessened the risk of it going through my nose and my mouth, which is where it's going to go through more often than not. That's how we get most of our viruses and viruses and colds and all kinds of stuff like that.
It goes up into your nasal cavity, which has mucous membrane, which gives it moisture, and that's why it's able to live and thrive.
Right, exactly. So I'd rather have the mask and be safe. Listen, like I've already had this discussion with you guys. The medical professionals are wearing masks. There's a reason why they're wearing masks. And they wear these N95 masks, okay? So if they're wearing them, I'm going to wear it, man. And that's it. It's pretty simple. Good thing is we're out in the open here. We're on the roof. We're away from everybody. It's really only me and Bill here. That's it. We don't really run into people. So it's an extremely safe broadcast for us.
By the way, I'm thinking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could have used the fans today, brother.
Oh, I have them in the car. You want me to get them? I have them in the car. They're in the trunk.
Should we? Do you feel like you could use a fan?
I mean, I could use a little bit of a fan right now. It's starting to get a little sticky.
Brother, am I wrong?
Yeah.
You know what's – have you noticed since this has happened, every day's been beautiful outside?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need this heat. So just in case. GPP Central, N95 mask for all week. All week, she said. Show us the mask. Well, I showed it to you. O doing his show with a mask would go viral on Twitter. I would do the show with the mask, but you heard it. It just sounds kind of muffled. You can't hear me clearly. So, you know. Troy George, Wilkins is not a bust. You put Wilkins, Brown, and Godchow. Who would say Wilkins is a bust? The guy played well last year as a first-round pick. He came on, dude. He was playing well. It just takes a little while. Where did you buy the mask, Big O? I bought it on Amazon. I bought it about a month and a half ago. No, about a month ago. expo, something like that. Early on, when this thing was going on, I went and got the masks and got some other stuff. We did not waste any time in our house, dude.
Well, it was more about us traveling.
Yeah,
that was coming.
Oh,
up.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
that's
I,
what it was.
I was going to use this in Vegas too. If I was going to Vegas, one, I'm using these from now on. Even after Corona's done, I will wear this in the airport and in the planes every single time. Okay, guaranteed. All right, I'm a weirdo on the plane, like a total weird. Like if you don't know me and you see me on the plane, you're like, whoa, what's wrong with that dude? Because when I get on a plane, I always bring my own blanket and my own pillow. Okay, two pillows. Those travel pillows, I have two of them. And I use one for my neck so I can lay back. And then the other one I used, and I put it on the handle where, you know, the arm handle. So when I put my elbow down, when I lean this way, it's on a cushion instead of on that hard plastic. And, you know, you're on a plane for a while. So then I can lean. I usually get the window seat to do that. And then the blanket, I usually wrap it around my mouth. So I'm not breathing everything inside the airplane as much. I'm breathing just myself instead, my own germs. And so now I'm thinking about this. I'm going to take the mask from now on. That way I don't have to use a blanket and cover. And I have to be, you know, worried about holding the blanket to cover my face.
By the way, everybody on the plane appreciates the fact you're keeping your cooties to yourself.
Exactly. Well, that too. You know what? You laugh, but it's true. I don't want somebody else's cooties, and if I have any, I'm keeping them within myself. Yeah, no, that's I'm doing others a favor too. So yeah, there you go. So I got it on Amazon a while back. I don't, now searches are going to be a lot harder, but yeah, I got them in different colors too. The wife and the daughter, I got them blue ones. I got the old lady a different color one. So yeah. Let's see. Oh, the next time you wear your mask, can you recite lines from Bane from Batman? I like it. What's up, boys? I love that I got called out by Bill yesterday. Sorry I haven't been able to see you guys. My wife is a doctor, and I'm working from home with the kids. Stay safe, everybody. Wow. Your wife's a hero, bro, and you're a stud staying with the kids. Nice job by you, Nico. John Rouse says, Big O, you may as well wear a Jason mask to really protect you. I mean, you know, if it wasn't so scary, maybe I would wear a Jason mask.
You know what you could do? You could pull the mic off the stand, get up and go, just walk away. We won't do nothing. Just walk away from the oil.
Wish I could do. I just can't do. Unfortunately, I can't do the damn show with this thing on, man, because, see, it's just. It's muffled. Can't do it, man. Unfortunately. It is comfortable. It doesn't bother me. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, they say it's lightweight.
Yeah.
It's adjustable around your ears so you can get the right snug.
Yeah, know? Yeah. This one is cool. The one with the little strings, that's not the same. That one's not, and that one doesn't have like this one that has the trap in there that it sticks to your nose, and so you can bend it in so that way nothing comes in either. That's very, very important, man. So there you go. Big O, a.k.a. Mil Mascaras. Nice. That's a classic. That's a throwback right there, a little Mil Mascaras. I love that from back in the day when I was a kid, the wrestling dude. Yeah, not into wrestling, but that guy I do remember. Do you have the Bruce Arians sound I sent you? Let's pull up Bruce Arians because Antonio Brown, okay, is a guy that's been mentioned with Tom Brady. Now, a lot of people thought, well, maybe, you know, Tom Brady now signs with the Bucks. And will Antonio Brown follow? Because a lot of people feel like Antonio Brown could be, you know, going with Tom Brady wherever Tom Brady goes. So he was on CBS with Tiki and Turney, And they asked the coach about signing Antonio Brown and joining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here was Bruce Arians' answer.
Is there anything else that is going to happen in this offseason? Because there's speculation that Antonio Brown wants to come down there and play with you. Now, you know him a little bit, obviously, from the Pittsburgh Steelers days. What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom, has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic. You know, forget all the other antics, but just how he works on the field and in practice. It's top of the line.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
Gonna happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
I don't think you need to say anything else. You're not a fan. Understood. Gotcha. Okay.
I love it. And Bruce told you it's not a fit in the locker room. We don't have room. We don't have money. I don't know how many different ways.
He was really trying to not. He was trying to be nice.
But he told you in every way possible, I don't want his ass on this team. Okay? And that's awesome, dude. I love Bruce Arians, that he's so brutally honest. You know, that's the best way to be, period, in life. You'd rather, you know, not screw around and tell people where you're coming from. That way there's no misunderstandings. And I got to tell you, that's smart man. Look, you got two awesome receivers anyways in Godwin and Evans. I mean, you've got maybe the best tandem of receivers in the NFL. You could argue that with those two guys. And then you got, I know Bruce's offense isn't tight end friendly, but it will become tight end friendly now that Tom Brady's there. And Tom Brady in his opening press conference also talked about Cameron Brate and OJ. He's got two excellent tight ends, two dominant wide receivers. He's got weapons galore, man. All they need to do is really improve their running backs. And my boy Ronald Jones II did improve, because I'm a fan of Ronald Jones. I like him. And he hasn't really busted through yet. And that's been a little bit disappointing. But he did finish the season strong, so maybe he's coming close to turning the corner. But they still should draft another running back. Yeah, because you got to protect yourself, and you got to get another playmaker back there. You got to get somebody that pushes Jones or takes over for Jones, one of the two. But Brady needs, and he has to be dynamic too. He has to catch the ball too. But that's the only thing they need now, obviously, and they got to tweak the offensive line a little bit if they can and make that a little better. But outside of that, Brady doesn't need Antonio Brown at all. And I love that Bruce Arians told you brutally the truth, because that's the way it should be. And he is a cancer. And look, he's got all kinds of pending lawsuits. He's not even close to being out of the trees here and out of the forest, as they say, when it comes to trouble. But having said all that, here's a guy that's only going to create more trouble and more headaches. And guess what, folks? If you give him a job this year in the NFL coming up, then all you've done is you've told Antonio Brown you can continue to get away with everything you've done. This goes back to our conversation when we started the show with John Bones Jones. If you're the NFL, you have to say, enough's enough, dude. We don't need your kind in this league. I mean, the NFL will live, dude. We watched Joe Montana leave, and we watched Barry Sanders walk out on us, and Jerry Rice retired, and so did Mean Joe Green, and Bruce Smith, and so on and so forth. The league has survived and thrived. Tons of great players have actually just retired. The idiots, we can push them out the door with no problem. Don't worry. The league will be fine without Antonio Brown. The league doesn't need Antonio Brown. I get maybe UFC does need John Bones Jones because they don't have a lot of superstars. But you got to make a decision. You got to draw the line in the sand and say, yeah, we need him, but not at this price. We don't need a superstar that's a scumbag representing our organization. Got to make a tough decision at one point or another. And Bruce Arians made an easy decision. The easy decision is, I don't want the drama. The easy decision is, I don't need the headaches. The easy decision is, I don't need the 2 a.m. call. Oh, I got arrested. Oh, I got in a fight with a delivery man. Oh, I'm not paying this person or that person. Oh, I'm sexually assaulting a woman. Oh, I'm throwing furniture out the 14th floor of my condo, almost killing a child. You don't need that. Bruce Arians is smart. He needed a quarterback this offseason. He didn't need a wide receiver. He's got plenty wide receivers in Tampa. Now, let me give you the second part of this Antonio Brown, Tom Brady story that I'm going to call complete BS. Are you ready for this? Tom Brady doesn't like Antonio Brown. Tom Brady isn't friends with Antonio Brown. Tom Brady isn't really like standing on a table all over the place fighting for Antonio Brown. Let me tell you what Tom Brady is doing with Antonio Brown. Okay? We've all experienced this at one point or another in our lives. You run into somebody that you think they're crazy. No, scratch that. You get to know somebody that you know they're crazy. So, what is it with crazy people? Do you want to agitate them? No. Do you want to kind of appease them and just let them feel like they're wanted and knowing and that you're listening to them? But you're always trying to avoid them as much as possible. But when you have the run-ins with them, you just want to be nice. Because you just don't need a crazy person on your bad side. Right? And to me, that's what Tom Brady is. Tom Brady has played with Antonio Brown, hung out with Antonio Brown, and goes, wow, this guy's crazy. All right, so you know what? I don't need the headaches. I don't need to be in his negative headlines. So I'll treat him like a friend, and I'll let him talk all his BS. And I'll say, yeah, sure, Antonio, I'm rooting for you, man. Hey, anything I can do for you, just tell me. You know how people tell you, hey, you need something, call me. They really don't want you to call them, but they're just being nice and say, hey, if you need something, call me. Inside, they're like, really, don't bother me, bro. I'm just being nice and just saying it. You do pick up the phone and call, hey, you know, you offered, I really want to do, and inside they're cringing like, oh, damn it, I was just being nice. That's all Tom Brady's doing. He's being nice to a tipo loco. He's being nice to the crazy guy that he doesn't need the heat. He sees what's going on with Big Ben, and he's like, I don't want any part of that. He saw what happened with Peyton Manning and his free agency, helicopters flying all over in every city, and they're following him, and it's headline news on ESPN where he lands and all that stuff. And Tom Brady's like, nope, I'm not doing that either. Tom is one of those guys that checks the landscape, analyzes it, and then says, okay, I'm going another way on this. He went another way on his free agent search. He didn't want to go the Peyton Manning route. He went under the radar. He went Lincoln Tunnel on your ass. Okay? And then he's doing with Antonio Crazy Ass Brown what you have done, what I have done, over the years when we run into people that we know they're not mentally stable. We just appease it. We just like give them the positive encouragement, be nice to them, because we just want to get out. We just want to get out of the conversation. We just want to walk out of the building. We just want to get out of the room with that crazy person. But we just want, oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, yeah, man, I know you're working hard. No, I know. Man, I know you deserve to be back in the league, dude. I'll do everything I can to help you out. And then Tom Brady walks away and whew. He can pick up the phone and say, hey, AB, man, I talked to Bruce, but, you know, something's going on with you and Bruce. He just was not having it, man. I'm so sorry. I really fought for you. Oh, I know, man. I know you. I know you did, Tom. I know. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love you, man. Tom hangs up, and it's like, man, it's another conversation with the crazy guy. That's all it is. That's all it is. Tom Brady is using the tack we all use with crazy people. That's it. Don't agitate them. Don't get them pissed off. Don't get them riled up. Just give them that mental massage. That's all. Just enough so you can get the hell out of the conversation, the room, the building, wherever you're stuck with them. That's all. We've all done it. Tom's just doing it publicly now in front of everybody. Those two are not friends. Mark says, no one is indispensable in any sport. People who think otherwise have lost perspective. There is an old saying, the graveyards are filled with indispensable men. I like it. Let's see. Douglas says, sorry, he's talking to Troy. What else do we have here? Luis Vasquez, out here in the Corona Cal, hustling, taking care of our elderlies, N95 to protect our golden citizens. There you go, my man. T-Bone says, Zach Moss, running back out of Utah, looks like a young Frank Gore. The guy's a stud and a steal. I like him. He's a good player. He's a good player. Let's see. Big O, did you go do your homework? Oh, dude, I did not do my homework. I am so terrible, T-Bone. I have let you down a couple days in a row with that. Every time I have forgotten to do my homework. Because I'm so worried about looking at, you know, trying to find stuff to talk about. And I keep forgetting about that. I have to do that list over the weekend. That's just not right. I'm so sorry, T-Bone. I mean, we got plenty of time for the draft. That's the good thing. It's not like the draft is this weekend and then, you know, I don't have time for the list. But I will do. You know what? This weekend, I'm going to do a special podcast just for that. A draft podcast. How about that? There we go. That'll be a separate podcast that I'll do over the weekend. Maybe on Sunday, I'm not doing a show on Sirius. So I will do a little podcast, a short one, and I will go over, you know, it's not going to be a 3-4 hour show or anything, but, you know, we'll do a half hour, 45 minutes or something, and we'll do a lot of draft talk. Okay? I'll do that over the weekend just to kind of give you guys a little sum on that. And take care of you, T-Bone. I am so sorry, man. I have screwed up big time. Saw a piece on Tua last night. Trent Dilfer talking to Rich Eisen, talking up Tua like he's healthier than a horse. He's saying Tua is healthier than before he broke his hip. None of that means anything because he's not durable. So, yeah, they can tell me all that stuff. NorCal likes my concert shirt today. Like the Van Halen concert shirt? Whipped out a Van Halen one. Go Gators goes, hey, oh, did you talk about John Jones today? Yes, we have, thoroughly. Check it out.
That was actually the show, BB&T.
What are you talking about?
That, no, you know what?
Oh, this Halen one?
You know what? No, the other one, the one I was told you I almost wore today that's got the bluish and the rainbowish colors.
Right.
That's the one, oh, man. David Lee Roth talked for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, he's been doing that for years now.
Coral Sky.
Yeah. Let's see. Placerville, California, tuning in. Hope all the crew and listeners are healthy and in good spirits. Fins for life. I like it. Ray Alvarez says, Big O, remember Arbindale, flash from the past, Tua or Herbert? Neither one. And, yes, I do remember Arbindale. Yes, love Arbindale. And I guess Ray is new. I'm not a Tua guy because he's injury prone. Love him as a passer. Can't trust him to stay healthy. And Herbert, not a fan. So neither guy at five, if that's what you're asking. And obviously I wouldn't even trade up for any of those guys. I am the guy that says get a position player, get a lineman at number five. Okay, get me an O tackle, get me a D tackle, get me an impactful plug-in player at number five. That's it. That's my thing. All right. So we just talked a little bit about Antonio Brown. The other story, by the way, besides Bruce Arians, now that Antonio Brown is not going to play with, with Tom Brady in Tampa, and he may not play in the NFL again, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play in the NFL. Now he tweeted out a picture of him and Lamar Jackson and then put scary sight on it. So that's his new thing now. Now he wants to play for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, look, he's running out of teams, right? That's the thing with him. Every week it'll change, and he'll try to – because he just wants to get in and play with anybody. So now it's Lamar Jackson. If you're in Baltimore, do you really want that guy on that team? Lamar Jackson is a phenomenal young man. I may not believe that he'll ever be a great passer, but he's a phenomenal young man. I wouldn't want, and you've got a couple of young receivers there on that team. I wouldn't want Antonio Brown with that crew. That's not the influence I want around those guys. Even though I think Lamar Jackson is mentally tough enough, because he's such a, I think he's a great person at heart. You know what I mean? Like Lamar, you're not going to change who he is. Like you can put Antonio Brown around Russell Wilson and Tim Tebow and those kind of cats, and they would never change. I mean, Tim Tebow was on a team in Florida that had all kinds of jailbirds, and it didn't do anything to him. He was still the best human being on the planet, right? And so those kind of people never change. Lamar is that kind of guy. He's like the Tebows and the Russell Wilsons of the world, that they're just awesome, how they are just great at handling everything, pretty much. They're just good human beings. So Antonio won't affect him, but he could affect others, and he could disrupt, which is the most that you've got to worry about if you're Baltimore. And with the success you had last year, you need all those guys to grow together, not bring in an ingredient that really does not mesh with what's going on right now. You know, John Harbaugh doesn't need that headache either. I'm sure he doesn't want that kind of headache. So there you go. So that's the latest with AB. Now he's throwing that out there. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. And don't forget to visit my friends at VSS West Pines. Listen, you guys are stuck at home. You're in quarantine. You got pressure. You got stress. You need to relieve that stress. Maybe you're having a little trouble sleeping too. Go visit the folks at VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. You can also go to their website, vsswestpines.com. They've got all the CBD products out there to help you with the stress, to help you with the anxiety, help you sleep. And all you got to do is call them, 954-613-3367. If you don't want to get off and go inside to buy your CBD products, you can actually buy it, call by phone, purchase it, credit card, and then drive up and tell them you're outside the door, and guess what? They'll bring it out to you. Even walk up, outside service, baby. So you can do that at VSS West Pines. Again, 12397 Pembroke Road, whether it's flower, tinctures, edibles, CBD topicals, salve for pain, transdermal patches, they've got it all for you out there. The e-juice, anything that you need, the disposable vape pens, they've got them there, single, three packs. I've told you already, it's kind of like a Spencer / Barefoot Mailman, but it's also got all the CBD products that you're looking for. Go visit Jose and all the great people at VSSWestPines.com, 12397 Pembroke Road. Call them, 954-613-3367.
Little play fake. Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground. And truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer. Any offer. And you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Up pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Up pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Up pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.